welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and today is Mr. Hotel.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the fifth issue of this Green Lantern story arc. If you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last four episodes.
So, getting right into this, we've got the whole of the Green Lantern Corps that is on Oa facing off against Legion. And getting their asses kicked. Like, they're like, you know, hey, you know, we're going to do this maneuver, and Hal's like, wait, what? And the other guy's like, hey, dumbass, you're supposed to be doing the maneuver, not fucking around. And he's like, I'm new, I don't know what to do. But they start fighting, and they are getting their asses handed to them. There's what, three lanterns that die within the first like four pages of this,
something like that. It's not good.
And so they make a chamber above the Guardians, wherever the Guardians are at, to keep this guy away from the Guardians. But it's supposed to protect them because, you know, they can't let Legion through, and Legion just kind of pops through like it was a bubble that he is bursting.
Yeah, but then they get the idea to encase him in the rocks itself.
Yeah.
And it
works. And they send excuse me. They send one Green Lantern with the ball with Legion in it to dispose of it.
Yep.
And then as they're flying away, that guy's ring comes back to them.
Yeah.
And
then Kilowog hops
back
in.
Yeah, I say right before he gets ready to right before Legion gets ready to knock out a couple more Green Lanterns, Kilowog just barrels down on him and drop kicks him in the face.
Yep.
And then
so yeah, they're standing in front of the chamber. Guardians meditation chamber.
Yeah.
Protecting it. Doesn't do much. Like, again, it's all of these Green Lanterns versus a yellow creature.
And they're apparently stupid.
Well.
So, they keep, what the hell is this? Salak. Something like that, yeah. He's like, maybe if you would have paid more attention to what you were doing, Hal, instead of doing whatever it was you were doing. And Hal's like, I don't give a fuck about your maneuvers. Retreating's not a maneuver.
Yeah.
And
all they were doing was just running.
Yeah. But then Legion touches down and, you know, knocks everybody off their feet, except for Tamer and
Tamari and Salak. Salak.
And he knocks them into the through the doors into the chamber where the Guardians are at. But the Guardians apparently have some special defense built into their
some countermeasures,
whatever these things are.
Meditation tubes.
Oh, that's right. And they slow Legion down until the rest of the Green Lantern Corps can get in there. And then Hal uses the cords that Legion's wrapped up in to drag him away from
the chambers.
Yeah. I was the Guardians. I couldn't think of what they were called.
Okay.
And he starts, you know, just beating the snot out of him, throws him into the mud so he can actually hit him. Because, you know, first person in all of these lanterns to think to cover him in another color to beat the shit out of him.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
It's like this new recruit, this hotshot recruit comes in, has all these newfangled ideas.
Runs him over with a power steamer, or a steamroller. Cool. Stomps on him. Oh, I see what that's supposed to be. He's in a self-pitching baseball bat, baseball machine, and then hits him with a massive bat, uses a jackhammer on him, and then, he just beats the ever-loving snot out of him, and then destroys the armor that's encasing Legion.
Well, before he does that, Legion is talking to him. Like, they finally have a conversation, and Legion's telling him, the Guardians did this to me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because he's like, you know, they stopped my planet from being able to, you know, move out like we needed to move on, and we ran out of resources. And as everyone died, I gathered their spirits into their souls into this machine.
Yep.
Okay. And Hal's like, yeah, that's great. So I'm going to just beat the shit out of your armor that's holding all this stuff together. And as soon as he does this, I don't know what the hell you'd call that.
It's like a
jellyfish
sludge.
Octopus sludge that comes out of it.
Whatever it does, it definitely just fucks everything up.
Yeah. And Hal's like, oh, I didn't know. And they're like, yeah, you just need to get out of here, buddy. And then it's like growing and it's killing more, you know, lanterns.
I mean, it's grabbing lanterns. It's not killing them.
Well, we don't know that. I don't see them coming back.
Well, not right away.
But it's still going after the Guardians.
Yep.
And so, like, it's this massive, like, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And by the time it gets to the Guardians, like, chambers and stuff, it's, like, what, 10 times the size of the, what was that face for?
Don't worry about it.
It was like 10 times the size of the Guardians cathedral, or wherever the hell they're keeping the lantern at.
Yeah.
And that's where this issue ends.
Yeah, but we're going to talk for another 3 minutes at least, because...
is that what you're making a case about?
That was only 6 minutes long, and I'm like, no, we can go a little bit longer.
Well, let's talk about how the Guardians of Oa are a lot like any other governing body. They cut out the things that... you know, make them look bad, and then
they know what is right for everybody. And
yeah,
even though, and that's why I said
that's probably not going to come back to bite him in the ass.
Never, ever. That's only like every most of the single. Popular storylines. But no, like it. I made the comment earlier about how this hotshot new guy comes in with all these newfangled ideas. That's literally what he like. The maneuvers that they were making before was, oh, we have to do this and protect this chamber, and like we're going to retreat here and we'll stop them here because that's what we're doing. No, what they were doing was not good.
Yeah, well, everything they were doing was just dumb. Anything. Yeah,
well, that too.
And they had a great idea of capturing him inside of the,
which was Hal's idea.
Yeah,
like as soon as he got down there, Hal used the bedrock to encase him, and the rest of Green Lanterns were like, well, what's this? That's weird. Okay, hey, it's working though. Is stopping him.
And then instead of like all of them, you know, solidifying the shell to where it couldn't be broken, they're just like, hey, what if we instead just send one guy?
Yeah, which obviously is another bad idea. Yeah. Because this, and the whole thing with Legion, I think before he kills Abin, he had already killed like four other lanterns.
Yeah, he says something like that.
So he's already racked up killing,
what's it about,
9 to 10?
Yeah.
Like it's just.
At least.
He's killing lanterns left and right, which is...
But...
One is already impressive, because lanterns are... I mean, they're not, you know, bulletproof or anything. Like, they can still die,
yeah,
obviously.
But he's yellow, so...
And that, yes. He's definitely a yellow lantern. Yeah, it... I want to drag this out a little longer, but there's really nothing else to say. Like,
no, there's not.
Okay. Where we end this episode, I guess.
What's with everybody A posing and T posing in this next picture?
That's how they fly.
No, this
and
one
dodge.
Here.
Oh, that one?
Yeah. Like
that's how they fly. And yeah. Dodge. I don't know.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Green Lantern story.